In this week's Torah portion, Shlach Lecha, 12 Israelites representing the 12 tribes of Israel enter the promised land to reconnoiter and bring back a positive report to the people. It seems like an easy exercise, doesn't it? In a sense, something we do every day. We assess the situation of where we live, decide whether an activity is too dangerous to proceed, and if everything seems okay, then we move forward. If not, we do what the Israelites did, and we cancel the entire operation. It's just too dangerous, we say. This week in Overland Park, a young girl took a simple trip to a Target store and didn't return home. Now all of us are rethinking our instructions to our children, particularly our female children, about how to reconnoiter the land. Many families, I think, are telling their young daughters not to go to public places unaccompanied. Yesterday, Mike Hendricks in The Star published a column about not allowing young girls to go out alone, and that his daughter will go to the pool with a friend and a cell phone this summer. This tragedy has blackened the week for many parents. There are so many things that ought to be examined. First is that, of course, it is the parents' job to teach our children how to be safe. Hendricks bemoans the fact that girls are not as safe as boys, but that's a fact of life. We in our egalitarianism don't like to admit that young women in particular are more vulnerable than young men, but that's true. That doesn't mean that young men are never vulnerable, but we do have to look out for our women more than for our men. And through most of history, people have acknowledged that fact and acted accordingly. But there's something else that it seems to me endangers our children, and that is our anonymity. In a small town where everyone knows everyone else, what happened to Kelsey Smith is not as likely to happen as in Overland Park. The reason is quite simple. Unless there literally was no one else around, she would not have been by herself in a small town. Someone from the store would have been watching or walking with her, just out of friendship. Someone might have noticed a male stranger lurking about in the shadows. Anonymity has increased the danger of modern life. I know many people who since 9/11 have become frightened at the new dangers of living. I believe we need to make it a point not to be frightened, even by the dangers of modernity, but also not to be ignorant. I believe every Jew should travel to Israel as much as possible, for instance, to let our people know that we stand with them. But that doesn't mean that everyone should travel to the Gaza Strip or to the West Bank. That doesn't even mean that you have to hang out in large crowds in the most vulnerable places. We could be active and careful simultaneously. Similarly, in terms of providing support, I do have a suggestion for how we should change our normal practices of daily life, and it won't cost a thing. Just change our awareness. In college one day, I was standing on an empty street when a couple of men approached me and began, frankly, harassing me. I was afraid I was about to be mugged and was trying to figure out what to do when a couple of guys came walking down the street to their car. If I could enlist their attention and their help, it would suddenly be 3 against 2, I thought, instead of 2 against 1. But I didn't know them. I was reluctant and in a dangerous position. I looked over at them, raised my voice, and said simply, "Hey guys, could I have a little help over here?" Both looked over, stopped opening their car doors, and walked in my direction. The two men who were harassing me simply walked away, and we three took off. The entire event took maybe 2 minutes, and what might have been a nasty situation was averted, all because two anonymous men paid attention to what was going on around them. I suggest that we are suffering from the loss of community. We use anonymity as an excuse not to be attentive and not to be involved, but we need not. I will sometimes watch someone I think may be vulnerable until she or even he gets into a car or goes home alone, generally someone very old or someone very young. I do that from afar. They are never aware that they are being watched. There's no need for them to be aware. In fact, my experience is that at night, if a woman becomes aware that I'm watching, it may frighten her. So I keep my distance, but I make sure that someone from the community is watching until she is safe. I suggest that such attentiveness, which once helped me, is required when our communities have become so anonymous. Just because you don't know someone personally does not mean that we don't watch out for their safety. Many people who did not know Kelsey Smith were touched by her story and showed up for services in her memory. I suggest that it's better to get a little involved before an incident occurs than to wait for after. Were it our custom to be more alert to the situation of those around, we might be able to enjoy some of the benefits of community, even in a time of anonymity.